There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you're here with us on the radio. And maybe you're here with us in the room of the Porcupine Freedom Festival's media room, brought to you by LRN.FM. We're here at Porkfest 2015, bringing you yet another week of fun and excitement here from the northern White Mountains in the woods of New Hampshire at a place called Rogers Campground, an event put on by the Free State Project to showcase what it's like to actually be around a group of people who care about freedom. It's nice. You get to actually talk about things that are not the basics of freedom, because the people here already get that. And you get to connect with people on a level that you wouldn't normally do. And in fact, you hear that a lot from people. As I was driving to Vermont today for a little field trip that I started talking about last hour, one of the people that I was that was a passenger in the car was talking about how they just felt like they can't talk to people where they're from, that, you know, nobody understands the ideas of liberty. And to somebody who does understand those ideas and appreciates them, it can be very frustrating to be around a bunch of people who don't get it, and who, when you do your best to try to encourage them to understand these ideas, they're not interested. And it's hard, especially hard when those are your friends and your family members. And so a lot of people are choosing to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and others are considering it. And a lot of those folks are here, as well as people like Mark and myself who've already made the move. And so you can come here and experience this. It's not too late. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's going on all week long, all the way through about noon on Sunday. So there's still plenty of time. We're not even halfway done with this event yet, although soon enough we'll be on the downhill slope, and this thing's going to be over before you know it.
Yeah.
It's always a good time here at Porkfest, and always new people to meet, including a guy I've never met before just now. Mark, you found our somebody named Dave to join us here from Token Labs.
Yeah, from Token.me. Dave, you're making a Bitcoin wallet. How many? There seems like there's a lot of these out there.
Sure, but ours is the best, obviously. Sure. Well, so what we do is there's basically two ways you can.
What's Bitcoin?
Yeah. Oh man, that's a long.
International peer-to-peer open source currency that allows individuals to send and receive money around the world without having to pay fees, and to be able to control their money without the intervention of bankers and governments.
Couldn't have said it better.
How's that?
That's awesome. In the censorship resistance, you know, borderless, those are things that all appeal to libertarians and people who are liberty-minded. And that's really what got myself and my partner motivated to start this company, because there are actually two ways that you can do Bitcoin. One way is you can have basically a Bitcoin bank where they have control of your coins and they sort of send them around for you. And the other way that you can do Bitcoin is you can sort of be your own bank, which is...
I think that was the idea behind Bitcoin.
Indeed it was. We see a lot of companies that are moving in the other direction, and they may not be of a libertarian mindset. So we feel like, you know, we needed to create a really cool service that could allow people to, you know, be free and be their own bank. So that's what we're doing with our wallet.
Okay.
Yeah.
How is your wallet different from some of the long-standing wallets like blockchain.info?
Sure, yeah. So, for example, we use a multi-signature, and whereas blockchain.info uses a single key. So,
yeah, I don't think multi-sig's really been rolled out in too many. People keep talking about it, but it really hasn't been.
Yeah, sure.
So what is multi-sig?
Yeah, to explain it at a high level, it's basically like if you had a lockbox with three locks on it and three keys that could open it, and two out of those three keys are needed to open the box. Use two of the keys, and that will unlock your Bitcoins.
So is it only a set of three that you can choose from, or can you?
There are multiple setups you can do, but by default we do like two of three. It's called.
Right. That's a great way to do multi-sig. But
yeah.
Does that mean I need to have a second person who can?
Right.
Like I can't even open my own wallet without Mark or something like
right.
that.
Right. So imagine for a second that there was a contract put between you, gentlemen.
I wanted him to answer the question.
Well, it could be set up like that. Like let's say you're in a court corporation, and there are multiple people who needed to approve a certain expenditure.
Mm-hmm.
You could have each one of them hold a key, and then they could all sign it together and make the expenditure.
But what if it's just me? I mean, what if I don't want to share?
That's what we're gearing towards. Is so you have one key that you hold offline, mm-hmm. or you print it out. No one knows about it. The other key you access with your password, username and password, and the third key is held by us. And what we do with it is we use it to prevent fraud. So we can set spending limits, rate limits on the transactions. So if someone were to hack into your wallet and get your password, there's only a limit to how much of your money they could take. Whereas if you're using one of the traditional wallets like blockchain.info, if someone gets into your wallet, they can empty it out.
They got it all.
That's right.
Yeah. So it's a more secure way to go about it. So that's one of the features that we're excited about. There are a few other wallets that do the multi-signature, but we're trying to bring it mainstream and bring it to average consumers.
You know, even as somebody who knows Bitcoin fairly well compared to the average person, it's still hard for me to really grasp multi-signature because I've never really used it. And
sure. Well,
so
I guess the idea.
It usable, that sounds good, but I guess I still don't understand, like, how do I even get into this thing? I have to go unearth a private key that I've printed and stored in a safe somewhere? I mean, how do I even log into the account?
Sure. Well, one of the main things that we wanted to focus on was making it just all happen in the background. So you wouldn't have to have any experience that's unfamiliar. It's just basically you have a username and a password, you log in, and your account is multi-signature. Mm-hmm. You have a backup that's emailed to you, so it's there, it's encrypted.
Yeah.
There's not really a learning curve, and we wanted to keep it like that because a lot of the multi-signature wallets in the past have been not really too intuitive to use. So we want to make it really simple for people to have.
Is it out? Has it started? Can people go and get one of these right now?
They can, but they need to email me first.
Oh.
It's exclusive.
Is this beta?
Indeed. So what we're doing is we're in a beta testing phase. So
if you're willing to put up with a possible bug.
Sure.
And possibly report that bug.
Sure. Highly doubt it. But yeah, it's working well now.
Everything went fine in the alpha.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. So we're getting feedback from users, and if you want to email me, dave@token.me, we'll be glad to send you an invite, and you can check out our wallet and let us know what you think.
How did you end up here at Porkfest, Dave?
Well, I've always wanted to come before I was involved with Bitcoin. I've always been an anarcho-capitalist. That sort of drove me into the Bitcoin world. I thought that, a good way to contribute was doing this Bitcoin tent. So I worked with some of the organizers at Porkfest.
Is this the big inflatable thing
you've
seen?
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty sweet. We love the idea. And so we're hosting some Bitcoin talks and Bitcoin 101, just educating people. And
how's that going? I mean, because obviously not everybody here is a Bitcoiner. There are some people who've probably been sort of standoffish about it, like, oh, I like my gold and silver. I don't know about this Bitcoin thing. I used to be that guy.
Sure.
Have you been seeing a bunch of newbies coming in and getting
into it? Of course. Yeah, actually, it's been really encouraging. A lot of people are genuinely curious. I mean, this is a great crowd of people in general. They're generally curious people in general. We've had a lot of people stop by, asking us, what's this thing? What if, there's a huge catastrophe, the internet goes down, all these sort of questions that people generally ask. It's been really encouraging to get the word out. And this is definitely the place to do it because you're some, a bunch of freedom-loving people here. And this is basically where Bitcoin was birthed. You guys.
Well, I don't know about that, but some of the big Bitcoiners have come through here. Roger Veer has been here, and a number of other Charlie Shrem has been here.
Yeah.
So why? I mean, we'll put this on your radar. You said you're an anarcho-capitalist. Why Free State Project? What brought you to this in the first place?
Oh, I mean, what the Free State Project is doing is amazing, and moving all these people out here to New Hampshire to bring about freedom.
Are you a signer of the Free State Project?
Yeah, sure. I am a signer. Yeah,
congrats.
Signed on. Yeah.
What's your plan for making the move out here?
Well, that depends. I was in medical school for the past 4 years, and I just graduated. So,
medical school into token.me.
Into computer programming and saying, this is what I want to do.
Now, were you programming all along through college? I mean, you don't have to jump in typically to programming.
Yeah, sure. I was always into more of the design side of things, HTML, CSS. Learned some JavaScript, mm-hmm. and started learning a little more about it, and decided that I'd rather be doing this.
I'd rather be
working towards a freer society.
It's a fairly portable field. You could move a company like this anywhere.
So sure, absolutely.
I hope to see token.me based in New Hampshire one of these days.
Or at least a satellite office, right?
Where are you right
absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. We're in the process of moving to San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm originally from Rhode Island. I love the Northeast, so.
all the VC money out there in Silicon Valley.
That's right, venture capitalists.
So what I heard as far as the sort of multi-signature aspect was that essentially a contract could be made with multi-signature by, if there's two parties that make a contract and a third person sort of does things in escrow, just sort of a referee.
Absolutely.
That if, for instance, one of the parties doesn't feel like things were done properly, then the other individual can go to the referee,
yes,
and then they would be able to decide.
They would decide.
Yeah,
we're absolutely out of time. Dave,
yep,
from Token.me, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live,
yeah,
man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Coming up here from Porkfest 2015, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, in moments.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back now with Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we're getting to the point where I'll actually be able to communicate with my board operator and find out if anybody's holding on the line, because we're in the middle of the woods, and despite internet existing here at Rogers Campground, it doesn't really get into this media room very effectively where we are hosting this show. So do bear with us if you want to be a part of the show on our toll-free lines.
Don't come to Porkfest for the internet.
Yeah, definitely not. Porkfest.com, though, is somewhere you want to go to learn more about the event that we're broadcasting live from. And we'll
come to it for everything else, yeah, not for the internet.
The everything else includes the camaraderie, the people who actually care about freedom, the people you'll meet here, the wonderful vendors that have delicious handcrafted foods right available to you most of the hours of the day. It's really a great crowd. There's awesome parties to be had. Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party has yet to occur. Hoping we're going to be seeing her here in just a little bit. So stand by for that, plus all kinds of interesting things. We got the Sriracha guy coming up here tonight.
That's right.
On Free Talk Live.
Now, so today, you had an adventure. You went to Derby Line, Vermont, with the intention of sort of testing out your world passport, which I like to call a free pass to a foreign jail. And
they call it a fantasy document at the U.S. border.
A fantasy document. Okay.
I went to Derby Line, Vermont, which is right on the border, basically, between Canada and the United States. There's another town right on the other side called Stanstead in Canada.
Okay.
And as my previous experience was the case, the Canadian border guys were nicer than the U.S. guys. I have crossed the border at one other time before I got the criminal charges that I have for doing civil disobedience and activism here in New Hampshire. So the time when I actually had visited Canada, when I went to Toronto, I didn't have those criminal charges on me.
Well, I've gotten thrown in jail for crossing the border into Canada, or attempting to cross the border into Canada.
With a felony, though.
Yeah. Right? Well, I mean, because I had a felony in the past, and I didn't know that there was some kind of rule that you couldn't, you know, pass into Canada without having a felony. I'm not going to call anybody who throws me in jail nice, but I will say that they had very pleasant jails.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, it could have been a lot worse.
Today also could have been worse, and it actually, you know, all things considered, wasn't so bad. There were the goal of the visit was to experiment, because I don't know how much going through these checkpoints has really been documented. We've seen a lot of the internal ones, right? So we've seen video footage of people going to these southern internal checkpoints that are not the border. They're within like 100 miles of the border. And we've seen people being asked, you know, are you a U.S. citizen? And sort of ignoring the question and trying to, you know, avoid answering that because you should have the freedom to not speak and the ability to travel where you want to go.
Now, I think rights of citizen, like rights are sort of reserved to citizens, as it were. Mm-hmm. Not that I think that this should be the case. I just think that this is how things have sort of evolved. And so, therefore, if you're not a citizen of a particular country, they don't really consider you to have any rights. So you wouldn't necessarily have the right to not speak to a foreign Border Patrol agent, if that makes sense, according to the law.
But they have done it. I mean, you've seen the videos.
Well, I'm sure somebody's done it.
You haven't seen those videos? I mean, there's multiple videos of people refusing to answer that question. And just basically saying, am I free to go?
Inside the United States,
yeah.
Right?
Am I free to go? Am I being detained?
Sure.
Am I free to go?
But these are likely American citizens.
I've seen brown people doing it, too.
That doesn't mean they're not U.S. citizens.
But they don't know that. But they don't know. That's it. That's the thing. The Border Patrol's asking that question, and they're not getting an answer, and they're still letting people go. So we've seen videos about that. But what's it like to actually try to cross the border? I mean, what is that experience like? Obviously, millions of people do it every single day, so there's plenty of people that know intimately what that experience is like, but how well has it been documented? That was my intention, was to
probably
go...
Probably not very well documented.
Yeah, was to go and try to document this and also try to use my world passport.
Your fantasy document.
Which they did not like on the U.S. side very much. And
speaking as a king myself, I am King Mark I, I really wonder to myself what they think their documents are. I mean,
well, it's the same thing.
It's just a fantasy on their part, too.
I was tempted to call theirs a fantasy document as well, but given that I was already being detained, I felt I wasn't going to push my luck too hard.
I gotcha.
But I would have loved to have had that conversation with the Border Patrol agents who were basically making fun of the world passport.
Yeah. So, what makes your documents legitimate and ours don't? And at some point or another, you can back them down the line to say, look, we've got people that will kill you over our documents. That's what it is. They've got people people who have sworn to uphold their government to essentially kill people in the name of their government. And that's what gives their documents validity to their mind.
It was only the U.S. guys who called it that, by the way. They were the only ones who were that dismissive of it. The Canadian guys basically said, we can't accept this, and they gave a reason why. The explanation as to why they couldn't accept the World Passport, which is, by the way, something that's issued by the World Service Authority, founded by a guy named Gary Davis back in the 40s or the 50s, and he claims he's been using his World Passport to travel for decades. He's been arrested 20 times for it, but nonetheless, that's what he claims. And
I wouldn't doubt it, but he's probably going to countries where it just doesn't matter to them. I mean, you know, when I was going to Belize, it's like stamp. Okay, bye.
Well, anyway, when I tried to go through the Canadian side, ultimately was rejected, not because of the passport, but because of my criminal history.
Okay.
So they
were going to let you through? But
because
you're not
I showed them a driver's license.
Okay.
But anyway, so just to reset here, the World Passport, they explained the reason why it wasn't acceptable, because they say that you have to show some sort of citizenship of some place in order to be admitted into Canada. Now, to get into Canada, you do not need a passport from the United States. But you do need, if you are like coming from some other country, let's say Ecuador or something like that, you would need to have a visa approved in advance, and so therefore you would have to send them the passport, I guess, as this is how you do a visa or something. You send them, you mail them the passport, and they authorize it, and then you can come in with that passport. So because the World Passport doesn't identify what citizenship you have, it says you're a world citizen, and they're not willing to accept that, right? They want you to have some sort of state citizenship.
Sure.
And so that they actually gave me the sort of the legal explanation for why that document is no good, whereas the U.S. guys were like, it's a fantasy document or a fantasy something or other. I forget the exact fantasy whatever. And so the Canadian guys seemed more helpful. They seemed more interested in, like, being at least nice in their rejection of what I was trying to do. And so there were other people who went, because it wasn't just me. It was sort of like a group outing today. We had five people go and sort of differently try these things. One guy actually had a Canadian passport, so he knew he wouldn't have a problem getting back into Canada, but he was a little worried about how the U.S. guys would treat him after he'd been walking around with us with video cameras in Derby line for an hour.
Sure.
And so a couple of them kind of hung back, and then me and Garrett and Paul, one of our listeners, went up and we tried to go through with video cameras. They shut that down real fast. They definitely did not want to be recorded after
That's the Canadians.
Yes, and same thing with U.S. But
well, the U.S., I wonder to myself what they can actually do to you. Like, the U.S. Border Patrol can't
do whatever they want.
They can't keep you out of the country.
They could certainly take your camera, and I'm talking about the camera, right? They shut down the camera. You know, the allegation was, first of all, Canada supposedly has freedom of the press, and I brought this up because I talked to some Canadians before I went. And I said, well, you know, don't you guys have freedom of the press? And they said, well, yes, we do, but this is a border checkpoint, and we can't have you filming our process.
And your process! Dear God, the terrorists will find out that we ask people for their driver's licenses.
Yeah, and eventually they, you know, after a back and forth where I kept asking questions while still recording, sort of pushing my luck a little bit, he did basically finally say that I could be charged with obstructing government administration. He was careful to say later when I said you were threatening me that he wasn't threatening. He said that he could. So more coming up here in moments. He was really trying his best to be nice about it. We'll tell you more about the experience because the Derby line side was ridiculous.
Here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. We're at Porkfest 2015, the 12th annual edition of the show with a live studio audience. Thank you to everyone for coming out and joining us here tonight. I know you've got a lot of choices. Lots of different things are going on simultaneously here. And so thank you for choosing Free Talk Live.
I am pleased, giddy, euphoric even, to announce that Free Talk Live has a partnership with Purse. So what Purse is a site where you can use Bitcoin to work with other people to purchase things from Amazon. Now, Amazon, got to be the world's largest retailer. Man, if it's not, it's got to be right up there. And so you can get just about anything you need in your life from Amazon. And I think everybody knows that the prices are good, but not, you know, they're not some gigantic savings generally. Well, with Purse, you can get 25% up to and beyond 25%.
Yep.
I think is the best way to describe it. In some cases, you can get higher than 25% off.
I got my slap bracelets that I was talking about that I like to give out at Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. I got those 25% off at purse.freetalklive.com.
We buy a lot of things at my house through purse.freetalklive.com. It's great. So is all you have to do is go there and sign up at purse.freetalklive.com, and then all your purchases we get a small commission on, and that's what the partnership is. And that way we can talk about it much more often, because this is a real win for everybody. It's a win for the Bitcoin community because more people are going to use Bitcoin to be able to buy things at 25% off.
Do you want 25% off at Amazon or not?
Right. It's an easy answer. It's a win for our listeners because now they can get 25% off their Amazon purchases as long as they're willing to wait just a little while to get stuff. You know, in most cases, just a couple days or something.
Yep.
And it's a win for Purse because more business is going through there. I guess it's not particularly it's a win for Amazon because there's more purchases being made.
Yeah, Amazon's getting full price.
Yeah, it's true.
Because the way Purse works is they're essentially selling your Bitcoin on a marketplace to people for the percentage you're asking for above the cost.
Yeah, people can the people that want to turn in their Amazon credits for Bitcoin, they're winning. It's a win all around. Purse.freetalklive.com. This is your reason to get into Bitcoin. Purse.freetalklive.com.
Something else that's awesome is Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and Buzz is here now in the room. Yes, she deserves applause. He was going to do it after. Yes,
he really does. Ian, I have to say that my pink flamingos that have been at every single party that I've thrown are wearing your slap bracelets as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, the fuzzy ones. I've got a pink one and a purple one.
This is year number 6 of Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party, and you've decided that it is going to be the final Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. And
the grand send-off.
I think that's the right choice. I think that you're going out on top, and you don't want to keep going with something and then just have it peter out or whatever. It's as awesome as it's ever been, and I'm sure it's going to be great this year. But what made you decide to end it now?
I think I need a real vacation, because when I come to Porkfest, I have to build props and
you're building
and
all kinds of things all week.
All week. So Porkfest really isn't a vacation for me.
And you're good at building things. That's what you do for a living.
I do. Yes.
You're a contractor.
I'm a carpenter. Yeah. Right. And
let's take you back. Let's take our listeners back 6 years ago. What inspired you to start Buzz's Big Gay Dance
Party? It all started over trying to get a banner for Outright Libertarians. It all started
a gay libertarian group.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, gay libertarians. It all started out as a joke. The party started kind of as a joke. I thought I could invite 20 people would come over. I'd put on a boombox with some music. I'd get a little keg. Mm-hmm. People would write me checks, and then I could get a little banner for Outright Libertarians to represent ourselves at tables when we would go to events and everything. And then all of a sudden, the organizer of Porkfest decided to invite everyone at Porkfest.
Mm-hmm.
So next thing I know, 1,000 people have been invited, and all of a sudden, I have something 275 RSVPs, 150 maybes.
The tent was not going to be big enough for that, was
this
it?
Was actually held at my campsite, the very, very far back corner of the campground.
Wow. That's the only one I don't think I actually attended.
And it was, oh my God, it rained like crazy that entire week, and then that Friday came, and it was like the most beautiful day ever.
Yeah.
The clouds broke.
The sun shone.
We had great music.
We got
a bunch of kegs of beer, and because I naturally, after 300 people RSVP to your party that started out as a joke, all of a sudden you're put in the situation where, okay, I really, really have to do this. So I did. It was a fantastic day. So
and
it
you
just
had,
kind of snowballed from there.
You awarded the first Ms. Porcupole that year, didn't you? Was that the first year?
Yes, I did. I actually did Miss Porcupole that first year.
This was
year.
A pole dancing contest, and it was actually won by Doug.
Yes, Doug won it.
We all thought it was going to be Michelle Seven, who was our co-host at the time.
I thought she came the next year.
But Doug took the...
She kind of helped me MC that year, and we kind of all put heads together and decided that Doug should get it.
It's funny.
So Miss Porcupole, the award is, very arbitrary. It's prestigious and it's very arbitrary. So
I heard there's not going to be a poll this year due to some sort of theft. What happened?
We packed the kit. The poll kit breaks down. I have a marvel of engineering that I've built, a freestanding stripper pole bracket, and it's 15 feet across, 10 feet high, and 8 feet base with cross bracing.
Yep.
Broke it down into pieces, put it in the picnic hall over here. Was given permission to do that. and put my go-go boxes on top of that. And when we came back and they opened up the thing, all the lumber and the porcupine pole was gone.
And the boxes?
No, I got the boxes. Okay. I got all four dance boxes.
Oh, good.
We just don't have any lumber. The lumber underneath, the kit. The kit for the dance pole, the pole, and my billboard, all that stuff, all the long lumber was gone.
We have no clue where it went?
Nope. And neither does the owner.
Disappeared sometime between now and the last.
Last year when we left, this year, so they opened the doors, everything, it was gone.
Well, I guess that just means more room for dancing.
I think we're going to do, in lieu of Miss Porcupole, we're going to do Miss Porcupole Absentia, which will be Miss Hotbox this year.
Oh.
Yeah, so whoever is the hottest go-go box dancer is going to be Miss Hotbox.
Ah, cool.
And they will win the Miss Porcupole 2015 sash that I own, but I have no stripper pole anymore.
Awesome.
Which was, you know, missing now.
They can explain it to people.
So, yeah, exactly. So it'll be Miss Porcupole Absentia who will be Miss Hotbox.
And there's also an award for Best Costume.
Oh, yeah. Best Costume and Greatest Dancer.
That's true. And this is sort of like a crowd. Is this a crowd-given award, or are there judges?
Yes, we do it by applause. I make them work on stage for it, you know. So
I know what it is. The judges sort of select the finalists, right? There are certain people that select.
I select some people to help me, like, you know, they're my spies and eyes in the crowd. So I send them out. It's like, pick who you think should be up here on stage, and then we'll get the crowd to select who the winner is.
What time is it happening Friday?
Friday night, 8 p.m. till midnight.
Ooh, 4 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. I know there's been controversy in the past based on just sort of the costumes, right? Like, people really go all out, and in a lot of cases they let it all hang out, right?
I don't know.
Well, you know,
I don't consider it controversial. You're at a gay dance party. I mean,
right,
you
have,
not in the dance party. It's Pork Fest, right?
There's
all different types of people here.
It just seems that there's always one in the crowd who wants to start the controversy every year.
Yeah.
So there's always that person.
Sure.
But, you know, I got good press last year in Reason Magazine.
Awesome, yeah.
Nick gave me some good press. I got written up in The Economist. I got good press in the Washington Free Beacon,
the best
party that he had ever been to in his entire life. So,
unbelievable.
I mean, you know, with that kind of press, you know, there's nothing really X-rated or whatever.
Right.
I would say it's a PG-13 party.
I think it's a blast. I'm looking forward to being there. I'm taking the night off of this show so I can be there again. Been a sponsor of the event
Absolutely. Almost
every year.
And he didn't even ask me. That Friday night's my night off. He just didn't even ask and said, I'm taking Friday off.
And I thank you guys. Thank you guys for supporting this party. It's been fantastic.
We'll see you later this week, Buzz. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live. The final big gay dance party is this Friday. Don't miss it at Porkfest 2015. We'll continue in moments.
Hi, my name's Cody, and I want to tell you about Peacekeeper. Peacekeeper is the world's first decentralized peer-to-peer protection system. We are developing a smartphone app that revolutionizes how people protect one another. Peacekeeper is a disruptive alternative to the status quo.
Peacekeeper is a leap forward in protection services, allowing neighbors to respond far more quickly than police and fire services can. And this is a real community builder, too.
Visit peacekeeper.org and join us.
You, me, and BTC is your Bitcoin and Liberty podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
We're sitting down with Mr. Jason King. If you want to with the government, feed homeless people, man.
Jeffrey Tucker, what's possible in the Bitcoin space?
It sounds a little like science fiction, but if you wait enough time, it becomes a reality.
Angela Keaton from antiwar.com.
This is what the United States does with false killer robots. For Bitcoiners, this is a way to get around that.
Subscribe at youmeandbtc.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation. Your business and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back. More from Porkfest 2015 here in front of a live studio audience at the best week of the year. I think it's not unfair to say that Porkfest is the best week of the year. There's just nothing like it. Nothing even comes close. The Liberty Forum's a great event, no doubt about it. But nothing comes close to Porkfest. There's no larger group of more fun, liberty-minded people that get together ever than I, as far as I'm concerned. If I'm wrong about this, please feel free to call in and correct me on this. But every other liberty thing that happens is a convention, you know, where people kind of dress up and they go to a hotel and, you know, and that's fine. There's a place for that. And I enjoy those events, too. But Porkfest, you're dressing down. It's a campground. It's hot. It's raining. You're having fun. There's no really not there too many responsibilities. I mean, we have responsibilities because we're doing the show. But most people here are on vacation. Others are working very hard, like Buzz, who we just talked to from Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. So we'll continue to interview interesting people here throughout the week. We're only on show number 3 of 7. So we've got more to do and lots more to talk about here. Coming up, the Sriracha guy is here, and he has moved to New Hampshire.
Wow.
This is the guy who wrote the book about how to cook with Sriracha. In fact, he's written 2 of those books, as a matter of fact.
I imagine, because the first one sold real well.
Randy Clemens will be joining us here, expected in hour number 3. And we do have time for you if you want to join us and bring up anything you want. You don't have to talk about Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You don't have to talk about Bitcoin, but we sure do like to do that. And if you want to get Bitcoin, you can go to ExpressCoin.com. You can also get Litecoin and Dogecoin from ExpressCoin. I have to say, Dogecoin kind of made an appearance at last year's Porkfest. Has anyone seen any of the vendors
Sanders taking Dogecoin this year? Yeah, I think it kind of died off.
Much
maybe,
bad.
Maybe somebody so burnt out. But if
wow,
you want to get
worthless.
Them, you can still get them from ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin is a licensed money services business. It's fast, safe, easy.
I'm going to get so many emails over that.
It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And you can start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, as I attempted to be earlier today, but failed. It's ExpressCoin.com. You can do it from your smartphone, grab their app, ExpressCoin.com, and don't forget to use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com and use code FTL. So, Mark, we've been talking on and off throughout
King
the
Mark.
Show. No. Mark, we've been talking to...
Your Majesty.
How much are you going to pay me to call you that?
Well, I'm not paying you anything.
Then you're not getting
I am
it.
Your king. I self-identify as your king, and it's rude to say otherwise.
No. So anyway, I went to the Canadian border today with a group of folks for the Run for the Border event, and you were saying to me just a few moments ago during one of the breaks that you wanted to go to this.
Right. I thought you were going to take me with you on this event.
I had no idea.
This discussion at one point.
Yeah, you didn't RSVP for the Facebook
event. I know nothing of this Facebook
event. This is the problem with Facebook. It's a terrible way to organize things. I tried to post it in as many places as I could. I was really happy to actually have as many people come to this as possible. I was just hoping for one person with a passport to accompany me on this, because I wanted to try my world passport from the World Service Authority and to see if that would get me across the border. And I also, you know, once more people started to show an interest, it looked like what we would end up having happen was different people kind of trying different approaches. So the rumor was that you could actually get into Canada with a driver's license and not a passport. But the big claim is that the U.S. requires a passport when you're coming back in since 2009. Well, turns out that you can get into Canada with just a driver's license. That's policy there. You do not need a passport.
Okay.
The U.S. guys, as I suspected, will give you a hard time. Actually, they may give you a hard time when you come back in with just a driver's license. They want you to have some sort of proof of citizenship, but ultimately if you don't have that proof, all they can really do is detain and harass you and, you know, give you a tough time or give you a lecturing, basically, yeah, before ultimately letting you go. This is what we had been told. I don't even remember. We had a guy call from Tijuana,
yep,
who would regularly cross.
Stuff, yeah.
And so I was wondering, you know, have things changed since that guy called a few years ago? And it appears that it hasn't. So the reason why you shouldn't have gone, though, Mark, is because as a felon who has already tried to cross and was detained in a facility for a period of time for trying to cross as a felon,
mm-hmm,
you may face a criminal charge if you try to come back through without going through what they call rehabilitation.
So I was told that I had 10 years before, you know, if it had been 10 years from the conviction.
10 years since your sentence is over, I believe.
Right. And since your sentence is over, okay, fine. It's been 10 years of all kinds.
Well,
of
they told me one thing, and then the piece of paper they handed me said 5 years. So I don't know what, you know, as with a lot of bureaucrats, they sometimes don't know what they're talking about.
Okay. So 10 years.
It's a lot of years.
Right. And that should, and I've well past that.
But that's
so.
Not it. You have to also go through rehabilitation. If you haven't done that, then you may face a criminal charge for trying to come back through. So it was probably the best that you didn't go to this. The rehabilitation thing, I actually don't think I took. I left them with that paperwork because I, you know, don't really care. But the idea of the rehabilitation is you have to show some sort of paperwork. You have to show that you've got a clean record for the last decade, and that, you know, you're going to be a good little boy, and then give them money as well. You have to give them.
Yeah, they went like $500 or something.
It's $1,000 for a felony. It's $200 for a misdemeanor,
mm-hmm,
and I don't know if it's $200 per misdemeanor, because for me it was actually two misdemeanors that kept me out.
So any misdemeanors you have, they
not any of them, because I have a few, and it was two specifically that kept me out. One was obstructing government administration, which is where I stood in front of the police car, but they don't know what it was for. They just see the charge, right?
Right.
So obstructing government administration, that one from 2010 for me, and then the other one that I just was most recently convicted of, the unsworn falsification, that charge, which was basically a paperwork mishap,
yeah,
that one they were concerned about as well. They said these two charges will keep you out of Canada as misdemeanor charges, and so I cannot go back to Canada until I go through the same rehabilitation process that they would want you to go through as a felon. And I have to wait 10 years or whatever. So
Canada's looking more attractive. The United States is getting worse on Bitcoin with New York, you know, cracking down with their Bitcoin license. Canada, I believe the legislature has just refused to have any sort of regulation regarding Bitcoin, which I think is fantastic.
So had I not had those criminal convictions, I would have been able to get in with just my driver's license into Canada. And there were the other folks who came through, the other people from the United States who came through were successfully able to do that. So I consider that to be, the whole idea of this was to gain knowledge about the process and experience of crossing the border, and I thought that was useful information. So in case you didn't know that, now you know that. We were detained during this process in Canada for about an hour and a half. And apparently the reason for that was mostly me. I had like a 6-page criminal rap sheet or something like that that they had to go through some sort of an approval process on, which was ultimately denied. Everybody else was given the approval after about an hour.
I'm surprised they didn't put you in jail. I mean, that's what they felt. They said they had to put me in jail.
Interesting. Maybe because you're a felon. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or maybe the policy has changed since the last time you...
A big waste of time and money for everybody. I mean, if they just turned me around and said, you're not allowed to come here, son, I probably would have just stayed out.
Yeah, for sure.
Instead, I just snuck across their border a week later illegally.
Ultimately, that's...
Give it to them.
Ultimately, that's what I did. I did not sneak across the border. I turned around and went back to the U.S. But after everybody else had already gone into Stanstead, which is the town on the other side of Derby Line, Vermont, and Derby Line, Vermont is this ghost town. There's not even a single restaurant.
Right. They've killed it with the basically, you know, their 9/11 regulations.
I think
killed
so.
Derby Line, Vermont.
The houses are for sale all over the place. Downtown is almost completely empty. Like every storefront was vacant except for one restaurant.
Wow.
And I'm not saying, like, there's a bunch of storefronts. Like I said earlier, you could throw a rock and traverse the entirety of downtown. I'm not exaggerating. It is not a large place at all, but no activity whatsoever. The only activity in this town, besides some guy mowing his lawn and a few people around, was the library, where there were some people around there, even though it was closed. There was something going on upstairs. And then the Border Patrol. They were crawling all over the place.
The only people with a job in Derby Line after the government's come through and split their town down the middle are the Border Patrol agents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were very present. And so the first thing we did when we got there was to sort of tour the town. We got out, we parked, and just walked around and looked at the barriers blocking your way just to go down the street.
And you could have walked across if
fences.
You wanted to.
You could walk across. And it was really more like a symbolic barrier than anything else, because there was room in the grassy area to the right-hand side of the barriers
to drive around,
that you could totally drive down there if you wanted to. Okay, now, of course, there's cameras everywhere, so they would see you do it, and then they would radio to the guys in Canada to let you know, or vice versa, or whatever. So Canada's got a camera.
So the Border Patrol agents are, like, watching every residential street in Derby Line?
Anyone that crosses the border, yes.
In any way, shape, or form?
There are only about three of them, but yes, they're watching every...
They're just watching cameras, and they're like, oh, my God, somebody passed the potted plants. We have to get them.
You are allowed, as a Canadian person, to come across the border simply to go into the Haskell Library. And you then must exit the library and go immediately back to Canada. So that's the one sort of bending of the rules.
Don't they have a door for a Canadian door and a
U.S.
door?
No, it's been sealed off. The Canadian door has been sealed off. Everyone has to enter through the U.S. side, and that's so...
Yeah, they're taking a real chance letting people come across the border to go into that library.
Oh, no, they're watching carefully, let me tell you. They are watching everyone that goes into that library and everyone that exits that library.
Because they're shiftless, useless government bureaucrats that do nothing.
We'll come back with more here about the border adventures today in the during Porkfest. We went on a carpool up there. Coming up, the Sriracha guy. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2015.
Year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hyper Chromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hyper Chromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hyper Chromius. zog.ninja. Code FTL.
You know what rubs millions of people the wrong way? Their thighs.
Shag Talk's Gold Bond Friction Defense.
Skin friction is quite an affliction. On your legs, arms, whether you're running a 5K or just running upstairs.
And Gold Bond Friction Defense is...
soothing.
Indeed. It's non-greasy, moisturizes, and helps like nobody's business.
Because your thighs rubbing together is nobody's business.
Gold Bond Friction Defense. Defense starts now.
Your thighs will thank you.
Oh, boy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.